Barnes & Noble removes anti-Semitic black supremacist book plugged by Kyrie Irving. By Deborah Brand on November 15, 2022. An anti-Semitic book series that NBA star Kyrie Irving was suspended for promoting has been removed from Barnes & Noble's website. Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America was not available on the bookseller's platform Monday, after coming in number 69 on its 100 bestseller list a week earlier. The series, which was later made into a documentary, promotes the notorious anti-Semitic conspiracy theory peddled by black extremists and supremacists that white Jews are imposters who hijack black people's heritage. More than 200 Hollywood celebrities, including Mila Kunis, Mime Bialik, and David Draymond, last week called on Amazon and Barnes & Noble executives to stop selling the title, saying they were profiting from hate. The conspiracy theory that black people are the real Jews was recently floated by rapper Kanye West, who declared that he actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew, sick, also. The book posits that the Holocaust is one of the five major falsehoods spread by Jewish people, in order to conceal their nature and protect their status and power. A fictitious quote attributed to Hitler also features in the title, because the white Jews knows that the Negroes are the real children of Israel, and to keep America's secret the Jews will blackmail America. They will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they were. The International Legal Forum, a global forum of lawyers combating anti-Semitism, called on both Barnes & Noble and Amazon to immediately stop selling the book and film, calling it a sickening piece of propaganda that is no different to the notorious anti-Semitic conspiracy manual The Protocols of the Elders of Zion, just adapted for modern consumption and made even more toxic by virtue of social media glorification. ILF founder and CEO welcomed Barnes & Noble's decision to take down the title but lambasted Amazon for keeping the book on its platform. Barnes & Noble should be applauded for doing the right thing and taking down this obscene, anti-Semitic and Holocaust-distorting book, as soon as they were informed, Ostrovsky told Breitbart News. It is regrettable, however, that despite repeated requests, Amazon refuses to take down the material as well. Instead, the company is seemingly content to serve as purveyors of Jew hatred and anti-Semitism, only contributing to the explosive incitement of violence already directed against Jews across America. We will continue doing everything in our legal power to ensure this material does not see the light of day, Ostrovsky added. Kyrie Irving plugged the film version of the book on his Instagram, for which he eventually apologized, but added the caveat, "I'm not the one who made the documentary." The Nets earlier this month suspended Irving indefinitely, after he refused to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs. He later echoed Kanye West, saying, "I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from."